The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage, it's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 1057
The Fan. 1057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. What's happening? Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Ravens are practicing today, correct?
Yes.
Open 140. Open locker room. So get in there, get some intel. John Harbaugh, Lamar, and everybody will meet with the media during the regular Wednesday portion of a Sunday football week. Ravens 3.5-point favorites at the Steelers. But Coach Harbaugh met with the media yesterday, and one of the big problems the Ravens have had defensively is giving up the big play through the air.
I've seen that happen. Yeah, I mean, it's not across the board. You know, we've had really good practices, especially the last couple of weeks in terms of coverage, but it hasn't translated to the field consistently. I mean, I think they had 64 pass calls in the game, so that's a lot of passes to defend against good players, but, you know, you can't have those long touchdown passes. I mean, it's one thing. It's one thing to give up, you know, 9-yard completions, 7-yard completions on check down and low routes and go tackle them. It's another thing even to hit a sail route or an in-breaking route and tackle it. But to not tackle it or to let it get behind us, those are just things that are just, those are below the line. You know, those are not okay.
No question about it. I mean, because you're in three deep coverage on the deep one, and the safety, his job, and we'll hear Harbs talk about it too, is deeper in the deeper, wider in the widest. I mean, and Marcus Williams, you got to be deeper in the deepest. And he was throughout the game. Sometimes, I mean, Bob, he's 20 yards deep. And he did make some decent plays in that game. But when he has a brain fart, oh, my God. I mean, he busts them big time in their first 70 yards.
Ja'Marr Chase had a game Thursday night. 11 catches, 263, three touchdowns. That a lot of receivers have for a season.
Yes.
And to John's point, to yours, you had just scored, and then the next play, he's just wide open for a big, it was a beautiful play. Yeah. I mean, it's one of them, like, here's the Joe Burrow highlight reel Ja'Marr Chase. They'll be playing that for years down the road. But unacceptable to a lot of
I mean, Bob, the Joe Burrow is reading the free safety. Free safety comes down. He's got Chase one-on-one with Stevens in the whole field. I mean, that was an easy read. I don't know where Marcus Williams, what he saw when he's got the middle of the field. That just made no sense to me because you see Stevens, he's on the outside of him. So they're supposed to be double him inside and outside in the middle of the field. And if he throws that should be a pick. And he shouldn't even throw it because Williams is back there. So I don't get how, you know, that you can do things right. And then I don't know what he saw that made him go up. I don't have the faintest idea the inconsistencies of Marcus Williams.
And even Herb Street was like, what the bleep is going on here with that Ravens secondary? Now, Tre'Davious White, Ravens traded for him right at the trade deadline. His role is going to be what there, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, just a, first of all, high-level human being, great guy.
Everybody says that.
High-level competitor, tough guy, you know, willing to get out there and play hard like we like. So we respect that about him. We expect him to get in there and start taking snaps in the rotation, you know, and at corner. So that's why we traded for him.
All right, so like on the other side, we got Wiggins and Humphrey, like, in that rotation on that side. Stevens has been the guy that has been the only one out there all the time. I think that Tre'Davious White, I think we'll get some rotation in there on that, because Mike Williams is usually going to be that guy, or Pickens. They're both bigger guys. Williams doesn't run as fast as Pickens, so I think that helps the Ravens out. And the thing I like about Tre'Davious White is that he gets his hands on people, and he'll be physical at the line of scrimmage, and he's got some quickness. Now, the deep catch-up speed, that's not gonna be him at this time in his career, coming off those injuries. But he is really smart and got really good ball skills. So, I mean, that could help him out. And Bob, I just think that Stevens is going to rotate in there with him.
It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News for the Nats, turn it up Tuesday. Finally, it's a division game. First one for the Steelers. Ravens, if they win, they'll be in first place. So John Harbaugh obviously understands the importance of this matchup.
If you want to win the division, you got to win division games. That's the deal. They've had a great season. I mean, they've done a great job against the people they've played against, you know, and they've found ways to win different ways. Defense has been very consistent. Pass rush, obviously it starts with the pass rush for them and the run defense. That's where they start. And then you got to deal with that. And then obviously their safeties and the corners do a great job of triggering versus run and getting up there and making tackles. And then they, you know, they're very aggressive in coverage.
Bob, let me ask you this. Who do you think has more sacks, Steelers or Ravens?
All right. I do not have full disclosure. Don't have the stats in front of me. I would say the Ravens.
The Ravens are ranked 4 in sacks with 31. Pittsburgh's 21st with 22. So they have not had. And like Watt? Watt's only had 6.5 sacks so far. But, I mean, he caused a lot of issues because he gets a lot of attention. But they haven't had a ton of sacks. They are a +9 turnover ratio.
There's a huge one.
Yeah, that's big. And the other thing, they give a quarterback rating of 78. So they cause the quarterback issues.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. Will come back, count some dough, hopefully buy or sell, and talk about the many sports subjects of this Turn It Up Tuesday. And Nate Davis from USA Today will talk about the NFL through 10 weeks. We know about MVPs and rookies of the year. Who's the coach of the year so far in the National Football League? And get Nate's thoughts on Sunday's matchup for first place between the Ravens and the Steelers. And we'll look at our picks for this weekend. We weren't here yesterday. So how do we do? Are we getting closer to beer or wine here on Vinny and Haney?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Steelers week. Ravens back at practice today. 3.5-point favorites at Pittsburgh with first place on the line. We've got all week long to talk about that, so you don't want to miss any of it. But tons going on in the world of sports as the round ball's here, hockey's here. Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul Friday night on Netflix for free. Oh, hell yeah, I'm watching. My whole thing with this is if Tyson tries, he wins. If it's like WWE, yeah, or he carries him, then it'll be a snooze fest. Remember with the McGregor-Mayweather thing, and I shaved my head. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Well, it seems like most of Paul's fights, that is, have gone that way or had that reception from the viewer base. Everyone thinks that there's something nefarious going on because everyone he's fought has been either over the hill or, in boxing or not a boxer.
Or a basketball player.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Even at 58 years old, which Mike Tyson is, he's still trained hand-to-hand combat guy. And if he lands with the big gloves especially, I mean, that actually lessened a blow. I think they're 2-minute rounds. I mean, that alone tells you that, you know, like if he was fighting Jake Paul, Dimitri Bivol, there'd be an ambulance waiting. Like,
Isn't going to be over in the first round.
So we'll see. But we got a couple of days to get in that. But I'm rambling. Let's count that dough by ourselves. If he don't knock him out 3 rounds, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, yesterday the market was up big. Today it is down. Dow's down 272. S&P's down 22. NASDAQ's down 49. DraftKings is down 84 cents. Under Armour's down 2 cents to 8.59.
Oh, and they were on a little bit of a smoke show there for a while.
DraftKings was up over $2 yesterday.
Well, I guess they need more money for that Marcus Jackson decommit from Maryland.
We're going to start with the Terps right now. They're 3-0 on the season. Uh-huh. The offense actually showing some good promise.
Well, yeah.
Even if it is against lesser competition. Julian Reese, one of only a few returning players to the roster, going to be looking to continue his steady improvement that he's displayed throughout his college career. Pretty much any stat category you can think of, he's boosted his numbers year after year. But the free throw shooting has always been a weak spot. Hit 80% as a freshman, then was sub-60 the past 2 years through 3 games now. 5 for 5 certainly helped last night, but 68%. Buy or sell, Bob, this will be the season Reese finally gets his free throw shooting on track.
80%'s not happening. But 70, you'll take that, because as we said earlier in the show, Nolan, he gets to the line a lot. And he's going to have to start converting because when he gets fouled and he bricks two, they're empty possessions, speaking the obvious. So, yes, I think Julian Reese, because he's not the focal point of the team anymore. But I think he's going to have they're not going to do anything unless he has a big year. And I think he's primed for that. As a team, they're still not shooting the ball all that great from beyond the arc. But turnovers have been limited. But Shaka Smart will get up in them on Friday. So we'll see.
Well, it's no secret the Cowboys are going to be looking for a new head coach when the season is done. I mean, that was kind of a foregone conclusion before the schedule even got underway. But a lot of people sounding off about what direction Dallas should go with their next coach. Rex Ryan was talking about it, I believe, yesterday on Get Up. Yep. And he threw out, I mean, go figure, Deion Sanders. You knew that name was going to come up, even though Deion has said multiple times he has no desire to leave the college ranks for the pros. Again, that's what he says. We'll see. But saying that from Rex Ryan here, in his opinion, Dallas needs a true leader with pride to get things back on track. Deion would bring that to the table. He would get the players in shape. They would command their respect, essentially. But it would be a big swing higher for Jerry Jones if he were to pull that off, even if it is unrealistic. Buy or sell, Vinny, Dion or not, the Cowboys should not be gambling with their next coaching hire and make, I guess, a more boring hire, if you will.
I'll kind of sell it. Jerry's, like he says, he doesn't have a lot of years left. So Jerry's going to do whatever Jerry does, you know, wants to do. And he likes the main attraction. You know, I mean, when he hired Jimmy Johnson, what they need is they need another one of those big trades, Herschel Walker type trades.
I mean, even McCarthy was kind of a big swing coming from Green Bay. But if I'm Dion, like, hell no. No parts of that nonsense.
The only way I think Dion does it, let's say they have the second pick of the draft and they're going to take his son as a quarterback. But I don't see that happening.
Well, we'll see. Not to get off track topic here, but how long is Dion going to be for Colorado once his sons are gone and Travis Hunter, which is probably going to be at the end of this season?
Yeah. Everything that he has said is he'll be back there. That he's in it for the long haul.
We'll go over to the NBA here. The Celtics, they took care of business against the Bucks over the weekend, but Jaylen Brown was not pleased with an interaction he had with Giannis along the way. The Greek freak, what was the issue? Was he trash-talking? A hard foul? Well, no. Actually, a fake handshake gesture that drew the displeasure of Jaylen Brown. Hit him with the too slow. You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Had the hand out, then pulled it away at the last second, saying afterwards that it was a complete joke, nothing malicious behind it. But Brown wasn't pleased, called Giannis a child. Later on in the fourth, Brown was whistled for a flagrant foul while challenging a drive to the rim by the Greek freak. He says, Brown, that it was unintentional, had nothing to do with the handshake incident. Bob, are you buying or selling that?
I'm selling it. I mean, the fact that he mentioned him as a child after the game shows there was some anger towards the gesture, and then maybe let him know in a more physical way that he had a problem with it. If you missed it, Giannis put his hand out, and then Brown went to go slap him five. Then he was like one of those Fonzie moves from Happy Days way back when told him to sit on it and all of that. Hey, look, the Bucks have bigger problems than Giannis, you know, fake handshaking people. What are they, 2-8 or something crazy like that? Hiring Doc Rivers has turned out to be an absolute disaster. And it may be on a more quiet note, speaking of Boston, letting Drew Holiday walk was really, because their defensive metrics have gone down to crapper here.
Well, the Eagles, they appear to be rounding into form. They've won 5 in a row. Jalen Hurts playing out of his mind in that time frame. Passer ratings of 115 or more in all 5 games. And these stats, ridiculous. 8 passing touchdowns, 8 rushing touchdowns, only 1 interception. This run has led NFL writer Jeff Kerr, or basically allowed him to go ahead and put Hurts in the MVP convo as far as he's concerned, acknowledging that the first 4 games, they were a little rough around the edges, but for the past month, playing the best football of his career. Keep in mind, he did finish 2nd in MVP voting back in 2022 when Pat Mahomes won it. Buy or sell, Vinny, Hurts could post career highs in most stat categories, still finish outside the top 5 in MVP voting.
I'll buy that 100% because they're going to say it's all about Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, when you look at the Ravens side of things, I mean, Derrick Henry, he's even better than Saquon Barkley. He's helping the offense, but no one's using that as a detriment to what Lamar's doing. But if Hurts keeps up this pace, you know, passer ratings of over 100, plays out of his mind, I don't know how you could detract from what he's doing with pointing to the running back.
I think he's worked himself into the top 5 MVP conversation.
I mean, it's still, we can all agree it's Lamar is 1, and then there's a pretty big gap.
Yes.
But the convo, he's got to be in it, I would think.
We'll see how it goes. You know, after 4 games, first 4 games, no. So Lamar's been consistent throughout.
But Jalen Hurts getting it rolling, man. Already double-digit rushing TDs.
Yeah.
He's got stud receivers, his tight ends back. Damn. Philadelphia. Philadelphia freedom. Washington, you up to the challenge? We'll be talking about that this week. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Nate Davis, we'll talk some NFL with him. Where does Jalen Hurts fit into the MVP conversation? Which right now is Lamar's to lose, as I think we all understand. But who's the coach of the year in the National Football League? And the Dolphins, do they have another? 3-6. Okay, that's not good. It's bad, as a matter of fact. But how closely should we be watching them for a possible late season wild card run? NFL writer Nate Davis. Nate, what's happening?
Hey, how are you all?
Doing all right. I'd give your little U2 love in there, of course. But
we
talk about the Steelers, that obviously we kiss a lot of Ravens' ass around here, being in Baltimore, and rightfully so. But what about the job Mike Tomlin has done? And look, they're undefeated since Russell Wilson took over. They've actually won four in a row, but we talk about Lamar as MVP, and, you know, until someone else steps up, it's probably going to be his third. But Tomlin for coach of the year, is that a far-fetched notion right now, Nate, heading into week 11 with first place on the line?
No, I don't think it's far-fetched. I mean, they're like you said, they're in first place in the division. I mean, they're probably I mean, if the Chiefs win in Buffalo this week, the Steelers are probably the only team that's actually got a shot at the number one seed down the stretch. But you know, I mean, they're doing this with two quarterbacks that are making minimal money, both kind of scrap heap kind of guys was the perception. And I mean, I for one thought it was silly to switch from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson. Clearly that wasn't the case. I'm still not convinced it's ultimately the right move long term, and we'll kind of see as the Steelers enter the varsity portion of their schedule. But you can't argue with the record, and you can't argue with the fact that Mike Tomlin clearly has the pulse of this team. And like you said, he gets paid to make those decisions that maybe the rest of us, you know, don't realize the right ones.
Hey, Nate, how about the way that Arizona's playing? I mean, like at the beginning of the year, it was like, what Arizona team showing up? They'd either be real good or real bad. Now they're being a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, they really impressed me last year because they showed up every week and fought hard and barely lost and had such a depleted roster. So like you said, the beginning of this year was a little odd when they would get blown out like at home by Washington, but they haven't given up a touchdown at home in the last three games. I mean, and that was kind of the side of the ball that you had questions about. It's really coming on now. You know, we'll see if they can hold off the 49ers there in the NFC West, but you know, James Conner, Maserati Marr, Trey McBride, Kyler Murray, about as good as a four-way weapon system as you're going to find anywhere in the league. And, you know, they're really starting to put it on people. So I think one way or another, whether it's division champs or wild card, you're going to see them in the playoffs. And that's not a club I'd want to have to deal with.
Did you think Washington had the first down in that game versus Steelers Sunday?
The Earth play? I couldn't tell. I mean, I couldn't tell. To me, it was like one of those that was whatever they ruled in the field was probably going to be what it was based on where his knee was and how he tried to extend it. But I didn't get a real good close look at that kind of with everything else going on Sunday afternoon. But I don't know. It didn't seem like definitive to me one way or the other. But I don't know if you guys had an opinion on that one.
Hey, Nate, you think both New York teams clean house?
I mean, I think the Jets definitely – at least the coaching staff will. I mean, I'm kind of curious, you know, if they keep Joe Douglas or not. I mean, it seems like people generally praise the players that Joe gets, and then they don't get the results in the field. So it's interesting to me if they let him continue to buy the ingredients and then bring somebody else in to cook the meals. But I mean, I think for sure you're going to see a new coaching staff there. And you know, it's kind of been pointed out that John Mara has said he's not going to change from I think it was Joe Judge and somebody else that he said he wouldn't fire, and ultimately he did. So, I mean, he also, you know, admitted that they'd done everything they could to screw up Daboll, which wasn't screw up Daniel Jones, which wasn't Brian Daboll the guy. So, it'll be interesting to me to see if they get that vote of confidence. I mean, we also kind of know how he didn't want to let Saquon Barkley, you know, out of the building, and Joe Shane did that, and we're seeing how that's going right now. So, I tend to think probably the Giants will, again, at least make the coaching change and maybe the whole thing. But, you know, you guys know how that market works. And neither one of those teams are viable in it right now.
Now, how about the Chargers with Jim Harbaugh? I mean, they've always had talent, the Chargers. But they would always, you know, either start out 5-0 or 0-5 and then finish terribly. You know, now they've got a locker room and they're playing tough physical football. What do you think about Harbaugh and the Chargers?
Yeah, kind of like you said, it's kind of not the Chargers team we're used to, where it's you know, Eric Coryell or Phillip Rivers or whatever. You know, I hate to say a finesse team, but that's the adjective. I mean, they're definitely more Ravens West now, and obviously there's a lot of former Ravens and Ravens DNA out in that building and on that roster right now. And then of course Jim Harbaugh. The one thing I need to see with them is they have gotten fat. On a pretty unimpressive schedule, and coming up, it's Cincinnati, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. So I'm going to be very paying close attention to see kind of how they do against much better competition here starting this Sunday night.
Nate Davis, USA Today, joining us here, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some NFL heading into Week 11, Steelers Week, two big games, Ravens at Pittsburgh, and then Buffalo hosting Kansas City. But in the AFC, and we were just talking, Nate, earlier about the Dolphins. Of the 500 or below teams, Miami falls into that, obviously. Cincy, I guess Denver, heartbreaker against Kansas City, the Colts, et cetera, et cetera. Of the teams that are 500 and below today, which one, in your opinion, has a chance to maybe sneak into the postseason?
I think it's got to be Cincinnati. You know, they're just a game back of Denver. You know, I saw them play, obviously, the other night, a heartbreaking loss there against Baltimore, and you know, you asked about the urge play. I mean, there clearly were fouls on that 2-point conversion of play, so they should have at least got another shot at that one. But yeah, they're playing much better. Didn't have Orlando Brown or T. Higgins, you know, the other night. They've been a team under Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow that starts slow and finishes fast. And like I said, they're just a game back of the Broncos right now. They're going to play the Broncos in a few weeks. Honestly, I think probably whoever wins that Chargers-Bengals game Sunday night can probably just about punch a ticket to the playoffs. I mean, give me Cincinnati for sure. And, you know, if you're looking for more of a dark horse, you know, the Dolphins do have a fairly decent schedule as well. They've never been known as fast finishers. But you know, we'll see maybe with lowered expectations if they can get a little something going.
Hey, Nate, is Detroit the best team in the NFC?
I think so, Vinny. I mean, I kind of thought Sunday, you know, kind of did a list of who's the biggest challenger to them. But I mean, they're cruising to that number one seed for sure. You know, I think it's an interesting kind of debate of whether they have the best offense or the Ravens do. But you know, I think Lamar Jackson is kind of the trump card there, because Jared Goff can't do things that we know Lamar can. But boy, are they fun to watch, the Lions. And you know, I think that defense is kind of starting to get its feet underneath it after losing Aiden Hutchinson. And I think Za'Darius Smith is going to suit up for the next game here, I believe, against Jacksonville this week. So that's probably a good kind of preseason kind of game for him in the system. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to think that the Lions aren't going to at least end up with that number one seed.
Nate Davis, USA Today, NFL. Next Monday, who's at first place in the AFC North, Nate?
I got to go with Baltimore on this. I know that they tend to lose some screwy games, but they tend to be games that they shouldn't lose. But I think that this team is probably one that's, you know, they're winning the ones they should. You know, they're going to be up for Pittsburgh. They've had some fluky losses with them the last couple of years. But I think that the Ravens' defense should be good enough to keep the Steelers' offense at least in moderate check. And I just think this Ravens offense is going to be too tough to stop, even for, you know, TJ Watt and company. So I'm going to go with the Ravens on this one.
Nate Davis, USA Today. Nate, as always, appreciate the time. Next time we speak, you'll explain to me what the hell you two was thinking with that song Lemon. To this day, 30 years later, I still can't understand what any of that meant. Enjoy week 11 of the National Football League season, Nate. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Here's Nate Davis, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Look at our picks for this past weekend, College and Pro. Is Vinny getting closer to wine? Me and Nolan getting closer to beer? Well, actually, it's probably going to be me because Nolan, he's doing a lot of chasing. We got NFL lunch. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League? Through 10 weeks, Vinny's going to tell you. And then Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. 3-0 start for Kevin Willard. Marquette looms. Did lose a big recruit who decommitted. We'll get into all of that. And Maryland football, where are the six wins coming from? Does it even happen at all?
You can pick your friends.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Another football weekend is over. Because we weren't here yesterday, didn't get a chance to look back at what went on college and pro. Nolan McGraw, give our audience an update on the standings, please. Boo's on the line. Mick Ultras for the Bobster. Quick draw with the Yinglings and the Vino for Vinny.
Right, Vinny's had the lead for a while now, a good couple weeks. 121-63 is his record. Bob, not far behind. Coming into the week, two games back, 119-65. And I was seven games back, 114-70.
Well, let's see if you made up any ground. Maryland at Oregon.
An easy pick for all of us. And Bob is safe from the wrath of another tattoo.
No tattoo.
We all picked Oregon.
I am getting my Oriole tattoo on my left arm colored in during my week off, which is the week after Thanksgiving. Don't call me. I'll call you, by the way. Georgia at Ole Miss.
All right, let's see here. Vinny took Ole Miss. They finally got that signature win they've been searching for. Bob and myself, we were a little more skeptical. We picked Georgia.
Blowout. Frick, Frack, and Dick played well
in
that game.
Yes, they did.
Jackson Dart. Alabama, LSU.
All right, here's one of my few victory laps. I took Alabama. You guys had LSU.
That was puffy pants, too.
No, that was a blowout.
Ryan Wilson's Neusmeyer did not play well in that game. And then Friday night, what a game this was. BYU at Utah. All right, officiating had a lot to do with it in the end, but
we all saw it coming. Everyone had BYU.
We can't. I'll rag on the officials, and if I was a Utah fan, I'd be volcano hot. But I'm not. So is what it is. All right, NFL. Giants, Carolina in Germany Sunday morning.
All right, here you go, Bob. Taking the Panthers.
Whoop, whoop.
Usually that doesn't pay off, but when you play another team like the Giants, get the win there. Vinny and I, we had New York.
How about New England at the Bears?
Everyone was wrong. We all thought this would be a win for the Bears, maybe even a convincing one, get the offense back on track, but they're a mess right now.
They fired their offensive coordinator today, Shane Waldron.
Yes, they did.
It's his fault.
Well, when your number one pick, quarterback, and they got all these, you know what Belichick was talking about yesterday? He says their problem is, you know, they're kind of a soft team. Their O-line sucks.
Caleb Williams has been sacked 38 times this year.
Yeah, their O-line, and they can't run it.
And DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are getting the ball, so I'm assuming they're nice and happy with that prospect. Bears have lost three in a row, by the way. Mike Harmon, Buffalo at the Fighting Flaccos.
Bills take care of business here. The Colts maybe a little too quick to change quarterbacks.
Well, apparently Flacco's going to start again this week against the Jets, but they may have miscalculated that one. What, the pick six, Joe Flacco, first offensive series, threw two more after that. Anyway, that's their prop. Kansas City against Denver.
All right, I went risky here. I took the Broncos, was as frustrated as anyone with that block kick at the end. Couldn't believe it. Bob and Vinny had the Chiefs.
Yeah, but we had the Chiefs thinking they'd blow them out by more than eight points. Yeah, probably stung for old Nolan with that one. How about this one, Atlanta at New Orleans?
Well, Vinny had the crystal ball here, taking the Saints with the new head coach. Bob and I took the Falcons.
Young Hay missed how many field goals, two or three? Remember the Ravens played them during the preseason? I think he missed three field goals in that game.
Yes, yeah.
What's it? It's Young Hay or Young Ho, Koo, Young Who?
Young Way.
He's having a bad year.
Young Way.
I mean, we're talking about... Tucker's
kicking it left-footed better than this guy is. Tampa hosting the 49ers.
All right, let's see here. I got Vinny down for the 49ers.
Yep.
Bob and I took the Bucks.
Yeah, close game.
Another frustrating
one. One into overtime. Jake Moody was missing all sorts of things, even at Debo Samuel throwing punches, which is crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
Blame the kicker, I guess, but 49ers get the win. Pittsburgh at Washington.
All right. Well, we're all miserable together here. Yeah. Everyone took the Commanders.
Not because it's after the Steelers, because I thought they were going to win, and for a while it looked like they were going to win.
They should have won.
Yeah. Then they didn't. Minnesota at Jacksonville.
We were all correct picking the Vikings, but boy, did they have to sweat that out.
That game sucked.
You know, five field goals? Yeah.
Big time. What the hell's happened to Travis Etienne, by the way? Because Bigsby got hurt.
I don't know. Might be the old line. No quarterback. Who knows?
But old Sam Darnold, five picks in the last three games. Isn't that what you said earlier or something crazy like that? There is a reason he's been on more teams than he's had interceptions.
That job will be open, too.
Yeah. Well, you got J.J. McCarthy waiting. L.A. Chargers against the Tennessee Titans.
All right. Here's my one that I can't even defend. Taking the Titans.
For real, what it is. What was that all about?
Yeah, that was chasing. That was the one pick that was chasing. I stand by all of my other picks. That one's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Eagles at Dallas.
All right, everyone picked the Eagles here. Convincing win.
Jets at Arizona.
All right, Vinny had the Jets. Yeah. So this was a rare instance of me and Bob gaining a game, taking the Cardinals.
And blowing them out. What's the excuse for New York this week?
They're done. No excuses.
Detroit at Houston Sunday night.
I still can't believe this one. Jared Goff throws five picks in the game. Still wins.
Mm-hmm.
Texans, you're at home. I know you don't win on the road. I know you don't play well, but you're at home in prime time.
Dominating. And you're up 23-7. 23-7 at the half. And then Campbell's doing an interview, and they say, how are you getting back in this game? And during the interview, he says, well, we need to get a turnover. Oh, they just got an interception.
Well, anyway, long story short, Bob and Vinny, smart pick, took the Lions. I had the Texans.
Yeah. And then last night, Miami at the Rams.
All right. I got Bob and Vinny down for the Rams. I did take the Dolphins, so a little consolation.
All right. Give us a standings update after week 11 in college, week 10 in the NFL, please.
Right. Records on the week. Vinny went 11-6, Bob 10-7. I was 8-9. Updated standings. Vinny still well out in front, 132-69. Bob now three games back. 129-72. I'm now 10 games back. My goodness. 122-79.
Well, with all due respect, well out in front, it's not three games. He's well out in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm a bad week away.
I can only speak for myself.
I mean, Bob was a couple ahead of me a couple weeks ago.
I'm the one pulling the second half Orioles here, meaning they sucked.
I'm doing second half Mets.
If you win, can I have one beer out of your pack? Do I get one? A sip.
I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take one
you're
out.
Buying
I give it,
just,
it to
instead
you.
Of a 30 pack, give me a 29 pack. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. You would have joined us for NFL lunch. You can 410-583-1057. So if you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you next. People five. We're the five worst teams in the National Football League. You'll find out around 115 or so. And then Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Talk about Maryland hoops off to a nice start so far. The Maryland women beat Duke on Friday night. There was a decommit for Kevin Willard, pretty significant one at that. And Maryland football, your 5.5-point favorites against Rutgers, who just beat Minnesota, who blew you out. What in the hell's going on around here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.